The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars holding water there for the Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. A father asked his 7-year-old son what happened in his catechism class today. Little Johnny said, "Well, the teacher told us a story about Jesus changing a lot of water into a lot of wine at a wedding." So his father asked, "Well, Johnny, what did you learn from that?" To which he said, "Well, I learned that if you're going to have a wedding, always invite Jesus." So what lesson can we learn from today's gospel? Jesus took some water, just plain ordinary water, and turned it into wine. We find that incredible, unbelievable, kind of unnatural. How could anyone do that without grapes? It takes grapes to make wine. And more than that, it takes time to make wine. If you have grapes, you can make grape juice almost instantly. But a good wine requires months, sometimes years, to produce. How could anyone do it in just a matter of minutes without grapes at that? Such questions, however, didn't concern John, our gospel writer. Apparently, he didn't even think of them. To him, the question was not how he did it, but why he did it. What did it mean? Most of the miracles that we see given to that Jesus performed had a practical and logical explanation. He healed the sick because they were sick. He fed the hungry because they were hungry. He raised the dead because they died prematurely. But at a wedding, why did he turn water into wine? It wasn't to save a life. It wasn't to restore health or alleviate hunger. The only explanation that I can see is that he did it to keep a happy celebration from ending an embarrassment. And that seemed to be such a trivial thing. It's almost embarrassing to even suggest it. Would the eternal Son of God concern himself with something so secondary? His mission was to save the world, not cater to parties. This whole thing seems almost frivolous to us. We might even wonder why it was even included in the New Testament. But John called it a sign. That means it was a symbol of something beyond itself, a revelation. The event itself wasn't the issue. To John, the event was no big deal, but what it symbolized was a big deal. To John, it was a small miracle with great meaning. To John, it was a sign of God's love for us, his own beloved creation. Have you ever witnessed a miracle? Consider this. At Cana, water was changed into wine. Each and every time we gather here for Mass, water is changed into blood, the blood of our precious Savior. We are given a constant, time and again, sign of God's love for us. The event that occurred in Cana tells us something about Jesus. First of all, his presence at a wedding was a sign of his character. He was there as an invited guest. That means the host or hostess wanted him to be there. And it also means he wanted to be there. And this wasn't typical of first century prophets. Think of John the Baptist. He lived in the desert. He was kind of a mountain man, and he separated himself from ordinary events of everyday life. But not Jesus, not Jesus. He was a welcome guest at festive occasions. His turning water into wine was a sign of his transforming power. It was a hint of things to come. In the future, he would turn frowns into smiles, despair into hope, fear into faith, and sinners into saints. This small miracle was also a sign of his sensitivity. He cared about human feelings, and his intervention saved a lot of people from what otherwise would have been a painfully awkward situation. Anyone who's ever been to a buffet dinner that ran out of food can understand this. Everyone is embarrassed. The people who have already gone through the line are concerned about, did they take too much? The people who are coming last in line are embarrassed and are saying, well, they weren't hungry anyway. And most of all, the host, the head of the wedding, he probably was embarrassed by the thought of his miscalculation, not planning well enough. Excuse me. Of course, to be embarrassed is not a major tragedy. We've all been embarrassed at some time in our life. And Jesus cared about people who were embarrassed because it can be painful. We know that. So he performed his first miracle for no apparent reason except to save people from the needless embarrassment. All of us have experienced small miracles like that. They weren't spectacular, just little acts of thoughtfulness and kindness, signs of God's love. We were feeling discouraged, and all of a sudden, we pick up the letter in the mailbox that arrives and says inside the card, just thinking of you. Just wanted to let you know, signed by a friend. And somehow that helped lift us. It lifted our spirits just to know that somebody was thinking about us. Sometimes a simple smile, a simple compliment, or a word of encouragement at the right time might actually be a small miracle for someone. Miracles can happen when God's people take action. I think of a woman in our parish who each and every week visits several homebound people, bringing them smiles and encouragement, and sharing the miracle of the Holy Eucharist with them, spending time. She helps them experience God's love and presence in a special way. If you've ever experienced a visit to Food and Shelter for Friends here in Norman, you've seen volunteers feeding the needy, or passing out clothing or coats for the people to keep warm in this winter cold. Surely signs of God's love. In our own parish here at St. Joseph's, each and every week we witness the members of the St. Vincent de Paul Society providing their own time, going out of their way to see to it that people with financial needs are visited and receive help with rent or utilities or feeding their own families. The main point of my telling you this is that all of us can perform those kind of miracles. Obviously, we can't turn water into wine, but we can do some things that have a similar effect. We can be sensitive to the needs and feelings and situations of the people around us. Some of them may be having some kind of hard time. Some might be discouraged and can't even remember the last time they received some sort of encouragement or compliment. We can break that. We have the power to do that. It doesn't take much effort to say, you look nice or you did well. That's such a small thing to do, but to a discouraged person, a word of praise could mean everything to them. We all have the power to transform lives. The words that we say and the things that we do can turn frowns into smiles and despair into hope. Jesus has shown us how to use that power. He did what only he was capable of doing at Cana that day. We can follow his example by doing what we are capable of doing for others through the gifts of the Holy Spirit which have been given to us. To quote the late Saint Mother Teresa of Avila, "Do small things with great love." It was a small thing for Jesus to turn water into wine. It's a small thing for us to give someone a pat on the back, a word of praise, a warm hug, an hour of our time, a ride to the doctor, $20 bill, basket of food, small things. Small things, but those things, simple as they seem, may turn out to be small miracles with great meanings, a sign of God's love.